This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, I tell you, I looked at this scripture this morning again, and I felt the Lord telling me I hadn't finished with it, so I'm going to bring this same scripture again. And yesterday, in part 32 of The Peace of the Father, I focused more on patience. Listen to what Paul says in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 12. He says this: "Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." It is such an interesting verse. You know, when we get dressed every day, we might get up, have a shower, and then decide what we're going to wear. How do you make that decision, what you're going to wear? How do you decide? How do you decide which pair of trousers or pants you're going to wear? What about the shirt? What about the top? Are you going to wear a jacket today? Is it cold? You make all of these decisions about your clothing every single day, and you don't even realize it. You don't even realize that you're deciding to wear that jacket or that coat or that top. You just do it. You pick it up and you say, "Oh, that'll do. I'll put that on." Oftentimes, when men are going to work and they have a few suits to choose from, they'll think, "Oh, okay, I'll wear the blue serge today, or I'll wear the pinstripe today." We just decide what we're going to wear. So therefore, this analogy that Paul is using, where we clothe ourselves in tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, it should be a thing we don't need to think about. That's the point I'm trying to make. We don't have to make a decision that today we're going to be merciful, that today we're going to be kind. We're going to show humility today. We're going to be gentle today. And we're going to be really patient. We don't need to make that decision. It should be part of our everyday clothing. And that's why Paul says we should clothe ourselves in that. We should wrap this around us. Because by being tender-hearted, merciful, kind, humble, gentle, and patient, it should be part of our DNA. That is what I believe Paul is saying. It should be part of our everyday lives. Since God chose you. Are you getting that? Are you understanding that today? He chose you. When he was making the world, he looked at you, Sarah, and he said, "I'm choosing you. I am choosing you to be a holy person, set apart for me. Mags, I'm choosing you. Helen, I'm choosing you. Philip, I'm choosing you. Ronald, I'm choosing you today. David, I'm choosing you to be the holy people that I love." Now, that is not to say that God doesn't love everybody. Of course he does. but this is special. And Paul assumes that you've been chosen, because he's talking to you today, and he's saying to you today, listen, God chose you, and he chose you to be a holy person, someone who is set aside, someone who's set apart. So therefore, why shouldn't you be patient? Why shouldn't you be gentle? You've been chosen by Almighty God. Why shouldn't humility be part of your life every single day? Why shouldn't you be kind? Why shouldn't you be merciful? On yesterday's program, I asked you to write a list. And I asked you to write that list down and give yourself points out of 10. And when you gave yourself a point, I said to you, now ask God. Just spend some time before Almighty God and say, Lord, when it comes to tender-hearted mercy, how am I doing? When it comes to kindness, how am I doing? Well, as I was bringing you those words, I felt an immediate answer from Almighty God for me. Tender-hearted mercy, he gave me a 10. Kindness, he gave me an 8. Lord, what about humility? He's giving me a 10. Gentleness, the Lord is giving me 9. And patience, he's given me a 5. So therefore, I can see from those figures that Almighty God has marked me the way he sees me. And it tells me that patience is where I fall down. What about you? Where do you fall down? And wherever it is that you fall down, what do you believe you should do about it? Do you believe you should just continue living the way you live, doing what you do? Or do you think from going through that list, there need to be some changes? We can always change, beloved. We can always change. Paul goes on in verse 13 and says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. You must forgive others. That's self-evident. Forgiveness is self-evident. Part of all of this, clothing ourselves in tender-hearted mercy, clothing ourselves in kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This is all part and partial of it, that we should forgive. There should be forgiveness in our hearts at all times. Now, some people, I've said this many times, some people find it really difficult to forgive. That is because you are trying to forgive with your emotion. The Lord says, don't worry about the emotion. I'll deal with that. Just forgive them with your will. So therefore, you forgive that person who has hurt you with your will, with your decision-making process. You know, I was preaching at a little church in Scotland some time ago, and I brought a word on forgiveness, and I'll never forget this. There was a lady in the congregation as I brought this message of forgiveness and not having to deal with the emotion, but with the decision-making process. She forgave somebody, her mother, after 75 odd years. That was amazing. absolutely amazing and life-changing. That burden had been lifted from her that very day because of the decision-making process she made. But this is the point I want to get to today. Above all, says Paul, clothe yourselves with love. You might have thought, hang on, love didn't appear in that list. No, because it's coming now. Clothe yourselves with love. Why? It binds us all together in perfect harmony. We are bound together, you and I, in perfect harmony because of the love. So now we've got something else that is added to that list. We've got to clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. And now we clothe ourselves in love, because it binds us together, all of us together, in perfect harmony. You see, if you have all of the others, if you have the mercy, the kindness, the humility, the gentleness, and the patience, but you don't have love. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, that all we are is a clanging cymbal. All we are is nothing. Turn with me real quick to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And verse 1 says this: if I could speak all the languages of the world and of angels, but didn't love others, I would be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Watch this. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, wow, I'd be amazing, wouldn't I? And if I had faith that I could move mountains, gosh, that would be amazing. But didn't love others. Paul's description of that person is he or she would be nothing. So anything that you can do, any thoughts that you have, every time you think about this, every time you pray about this, and you realize that you are living your life and you have got tender-hearted mercy, you get a 10 for that. Kindness, you get a 10 for that. Humility, you get a 10. Gentleness, you get a 10. Patience, you get a 10. But if you don't love others, all those 10s become zero. Because Paul tells you in 1 Corinthians, you are nothing. So love is the most important. Loving one another brings us together in perfect harmony. Loving one another turns from being zero to being 10 because of that love. The Bible tells us love conquers all things. Love is so important. It keeps no record of when it's been wronged. Love, beloved, never fails. And God's love for you never fails either. So if you have different figures in your list, to make it all to come together, to make it bind together, we need to love one another. And when we love one another the way that God wants us to love one another, perfect peace reigns. The peace of the Father falls and remains. Heavenly Father, bind us together in perfect love and perfect harmony. We bring all these things before you, Father, and we say, we want to love. We want mercy and kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, but above all, Father, we want to love. And we want to be in perfect harmony. Thank you, Lord, for your continued love and devotion in our lives. We worship you. We adore you. And we say thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.